Hungry Howie's knows there's nothing better than pepperoni pizza, but the question is, which pepperoni reigns supreme? Now, you got the crispy, classic cupped pepperoni, you know, the satellite dishes, big fan. But why choose one when you get both? They got a pepperoni duo coming up. See, this is more up my alley right here. Pepperoni duo, you're getting the classic cup pepperoni, plus the original, plus 100% real cheese, unlike a lot of these other places around town. Get a large pepperoni duo, $9.99, only at Hungry Howie's.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Cash the Ticket, presented by FanDuel.
It's Cash the Ticket. Rate, review, subscribe. Jim Costa, Mike Valeni. And this episode is
school's
about...
out for summer.
Yeah, what now?
What do you mean, what now?
Well, now.
I get 90 days of having one job. And then I'm back here today. I get back from Saratoga breaking down the ridiculousness that is college football with you in August.
So you're not on social media, famously.
Thank God.
People go, hey, what's going on with the pod? What's going on? Guys.
It's the end of the season.
This is what's going on with the pod. We're going to wrap today. We're going to talk a little draft, a little derby. We'll sprinkle stuff in, and then we'll see you in the fall.
We'll see you in the summer. Because the day the calendar hits August, it's like training camp. We're back to camp.
Full previews.
Full college previews, full NFL previews.
Division by division.
Full futures.
Yep.
Shout out Texas being back. But we'll do it all. But we do have some things to discuss about what people want. And what I'd like is if you're watching on YouTube or if you're just listening, you drop it in the comments or in your five-star review of things you'd like to see added to the pod. I mean, I know. More video. Yes, we're going to do that. Part of that is... Look, I'll shoot people straight the way I always do. You want more video? More money. Period. That's a sales issue where it's like, look, we're sold out, but if you want to sell video, you want us doing more, they got to do more. So we're working on that piece of it. I think we will be able to execute that. Year two, we got a new studio that we put together. I think it worked out very nicely. We do want to add to this.
Of course.
I know we had kicked an idea around of... maybe we bring, and this is up to you guys, but maybe working with FanDuel, maybe working with this company, maybe we once a week talk to a different voice and bring them in to talk about our picks, talk about their picks. I don't know, something different. Because there's only so much you and I can do.
Right.
Where it's just us bickering about games nonstop.
And when we both agree, you can't just do the same thing. We have to spruce stuff up. We have to mix stuff in.
Yes.
We had a little value cactus this year. Who knows what next year holds?
We added way more than that stupid thing. By the way, his hat fell off.
Yeah, there it is. Fell off.
But I know one thing we need to execute better, and it didn't work the way I had hoped, and I have to find the right people to do it. But it's like we want to bring you the NBA and the NHL. Part of that is a sellable, and part of that is you need people that are going to stick to the plan.
Man hours.
And it's very difficult. And look, face it, you know, if you're recording a 5 or 10 minute thing on a 3-time-a-week basis, man, you ain't going to retire on that.
Mm-mm.
And this is the issue. You know, we got one guy locally, younger guy, and I don't know whether it's laziness, whether it's stupidity, whether it's just he didn't find the money to be enough to keep him interested, even though he says he doesn't have a pot to piss in. It was put before him where he could do this. And he showed up like twice. Well, newsflash, I ain't your mommy or your daddy. You're not going to get paid for not showing up. So what we need to do is I do want to have a more complete lineup of selections. But you know what I've run into? Evan has told me this. People have told me this. I'm sure social will say it. If you and I aren't on the pod, people don't want to listen to it. That's really the problem. And I'm not making 100 NHL picks and 100 NBA picks. I'm just not doing it. So we have to find a way to begin giving more people what they want without us going out of our mind.
Well, the key, like, grow the show ecosystem, right? Yeah. That's the key in year three.
Yes. That I want to do more.
Yeah.
And I do want to put something together for March Madness next year for the show where we're all out there. I think that that's just something that has to happen. I think it'd be a big time event. It'd be fun. Like, is there a live element to it? Maybe.
Well, and the live element, I know we wanted to do, and we did some this last year with football. We're going to do more next year.
Oh, God, because you'll have your weekends.
Saturdays and Sundays, and that's not going to be me driving around. We can just home base it.
Biggest change. You're right.
Yes.
The biggest change will be, I don't want to overpromise and underdeliver, but almost weekly live reaction pods.
We should be able to do that.
We can do that. Well, because you're in Daypart Radio.
Yes. Consistency.
So that makes it easier. That's where we can do it live from the man cave. We can have games on reaction pod. Here's my question.
Yeah.
How do we execute a live bet? You are a social media whore.
Yeah. I thought you were going to clean it up. No, say what you normally say.
I'm going to.
Yeah.
No, you are. I mean, you love it. You love the engagement. You love people. It's very bizarre. But how do we begin attacking the social game of putting our content out there? That doesn't involve me ever speaking. That's basically what I'm trying to do, Evan. How do we pull that off?
How does Mike provide the content without dealing with the cesspool that is social media?
Yeah, I want to be upfront. I will have no participation in this. I will never read your comments. I will never reply to you. I won't know that you exist. But I do want to find a more effective way to, in a serious note, get the content into the social media pipeline.
Because you and I in the fall, it's workhorse, right? I mean, we're in every day, twice a day with the podcast. We want to make sure that we do it in the way that gets to you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, I will never talk to any of you. I'm just being upfront.
I'll talk to some of you guys.
Jim, fine. Here's my question. Is there a better way for us to do that? And what are the most effective social media channels to push this out to? It's another one people could talk to us about. Either cashtheticketpodcast@gmail.com or get in the comments. I mean, Jim, Evan, certainly. What is the most effective social media platform?
Well, who even knows if TikTok's around in 9 months? I would say I'm on Twitter or X a lot. I know Instagram, the Reels. I know YouTube. We already have the channel. Appreciate you guys who have subscribed. And we'll keep mining for stuff. We want to be where you guys are.
Well, what I'd like to do is drive people to either the YouTube or to download the podcast. Because the reality is, giving your shit away for free, that's a failing business
model. But a little teaser. Little this, little that, and then, hey, come get the real thing, the full podcast.
Evan, is that something that is doable, or am I out of my mind?
We got a summer to figure it out.
I'm out of my mind. I can already see it in his face.
Evan can see the work that you're assigning him right now.
No.
I think it's going to be like Instagram is the most popular. Twitter.
The NBA playoffs are underway, and you want to get to the game? Me too, but I'm a Pistons fan. Let me live through you. Get your tickets with Game Time. Game Time is an authorized ticket marketplace of the NBA, which means you're getting your playoff tickets even faster. Prices on Game Time actually go down closer to tip-off. Save up to 60% buy-in last minute for sports, concerts, comedy, whatever. Like, let's look at the Denver Nuggets. Reigning champs, hot ticket. You click on the game in the app. Flash deals, under $300. Yellow lightning bolt, it stands out. Red fire emoji, cheapest seat, $115. And that's all-in pricing. That's no surprise fees at checkout. I've used Game Time to buy Red Wings tickets. Nothing better than going to a baseball game day of. Boom, boom, you click in, easy to navigate. Take the guesswork out of buying NBA tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app and create an account. Use that code CASH for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account, redeem the code CASH, C-A-S-H, for $20 off. Download the Game Time app today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed.
Twitter's very in the moment. Yeah, yeah.
So what if we just made it an Instagram-heavy focus?
Be great.
To get people some of the video. Now, you people out there, you got to promise your Nona you're going to click on this shit. And then I don't even care if you've already listened to it. You got to hit the download button.
But it all
because
goes,
that's what keeps this going.
But it all goes hand in hand. We spruce up the studio a little bit. You guys want to see it. We're going to push it out to you. Extra content we didn't have this year. It'll all go hand in hand, Mike.
Okay. It sounds good on paper. So,
sure.
Expanding our coverage has got to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to find the right person because I got extremely let down by somebody on my staff this year. We will have a more driven social media angle.
Mm-hmm.
We will be doing more video on the YouTube. The possibility of adding a once-a-week special episode, and whether it's getting our picks attacked, talking about our picks, framing it all out, I think there has to be a way where we can begin making leans earlier in the week, and then we do a final, hey, these are the plays. And then how do we execute a Jim Costa old sneaky bets? That's your nickname. How do we get...
little Saturday morning, little Sunday.
How do we do that? Now, listen, I will tell you effectively, I'm going to New York a lot less this fall. I'm the product's established. Now, in my ideal world, I'd fly to New York to do the Boomer Show once a month. I don't need to do this every week. Like, the product's good. The relationship is good. I'm going to travel less. Why? Because I have a life I want to live. But that allows me to be here more and do more. In a different universe, would there be a College Game Day version of this show?
Hell yeah.
An hour on Saturday morning? Sure there would. What are the executables on that? What does it look like? How do you sell it? See, these are things that the next 90 days, guys, this is how it works. You wrap your season, and we've got 90 days to figure out the next season.
Mm-hmm.
So all what did you call it? Team No Bad Ideas?
That's what I said before the mics were on.
My goal is
As Evan proceeded to shit on one of your ideas.
Oh, he hated it. But I want to throw as many cool ideas out there, and if we can execute two or three of them and do them well, I think that that's a win for you, the listener, and obviously for us growing the podcast.
Well, and guys, I mean, we're in this. You guys are too. If we're missing something, we'll take any idea to make this thing better.
Correct.
For your number three, even if it comes from an email. If someone goes, hey, this might be stupid, send it anyway.
Yeah, the other idea, and the one I can't wrap my mind around, because I don't... As much success as we've had, I'm very leery about the merch.
Yeah.
I'm very leery about, like, how many people actually... Now, I mean, again, the millions of downloads are one thing, but, like...
To spend the money?
Do you really want to buy a t-shirt that, you know, says...
Value
on it? Like, I get a little leery about that.
You don't want to get too high on your own supply. Yeah. You don't want to think you got this big ego, like everyone's going to buy this stuff.
Right. I mean,
we appreciate you listening enough. We're not going to sit there and, you know, expect you to buy all the merch.
But if it's something that people want, you're like, is that really what we do?
Would you really buy Vern little...
No.
Little dice in your car and they say squeak.
Bing, 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 bing. But no, I think let's get the idea box going.
Yes.
And we want to execute two or three of these. More if it's possible. So... tell us what you want. Do it in the comments, social engagement, whatever it is. And we're going to try to, you know, scale again. And you got to understand, the other thing is we do need to hire someone else. You know, Evan is one human. We're going to need somebody to team up with Evan that Evan can, I don't say delegate in a bad way. It's just Evan has a million things he wants to do to grow the pod in certain silos. We're going to need somebody else.
By the way, last guy to get the memo, it's hot now. What's this guy in, like a full...
Pants, sweatshirt. I mean, dude, it's 80.
Much like I got the memo, we're wearing the polos. Come on.
My goodness. So, okay, that's kind of a look ahead to season 3. Now,